All right, time for Linda's film review. Get the wee cheer ready.
Yes!
Goes downhill from here. Those guys cheering out of that cupboard is the highlight.
Tell everyone what you said to me before the break with your teeth grinded, exactly the way you did it to me. Close that door!
Would you close that flipping door?
And I said, close the door!
I mean, of the hundreds of people that come in and out of this studio, you're the only one leaves the door open.
I don't know, hold on.
And it weighs a ton. It's lead lined, soundproof, padded, everything else. And you always manage to fling it to the wall.
I don't hear what happens. But the thing is,
no one else leaves the door open.
After he scringed his teeth at me and I scringed my teeth back at him, then he went on to read something and he went,
hello. I know. It's like your ma on the phone with a phone voice. She could be on to someone. Hello, can I help you? Hold on a second.
Well, you all shut up in there. I'm on the phone and I'm getting beat to death.
Yes, you were saying, you know. Just like that.
Yes, love. Okay.
But I don't know what you do with that door. Seriously,
I have no idea what happens.
I think you broke it because it did break the other week, the door.
Well, I didn't break the mic next door.
That mic was classic. Do not touch this button. And the thing is, you have to call up a wee screen and go on all these dials, and somebody did it. Right?
He's a real big junior.
Handcuffed to Clampett. No, it's not me. I mean, I feel sorry for Fionnuala. She was talking away and nobody could hear her.
Okay, the film.
Gravity. Mm-hmm. Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Right, we'll hear a clip. This is the one that she's in space, right? Mm-hmm. Lost in space, basically.
Yes.
Juan Robinson. Did you get that? Did you just laugh?
No, I got it. I went lost in space.
Right, okay. Here's Gravity.
Explorer, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Mission abort. Repeat.
With debris is from a BSE sat. To repeat, I have to go. We have to go.
Houston, Explorer, copy.
Explorer, Dr. Stone requesting faster transport to Bay Area. Explorer, do you copy?
Explorer, permission to retrieve Dr. Stone.
You're go for.
Right. Can I read the storyline from Tinternet?
You haven't even turned my mic up. You know you're going to, don't you?
Dr. Ryan Stone, played by Sandra Bullock, is a brilliant engineer on her first shuttle mission with veteran astronaut George Clooney, Matt Kowalski. He's in command of his last flight before retiring, but on a seemingly routine spacewalk, disaster strikes. Should it do it in the film? Disaster strikes.
Was that his last...
It's supposed to be his last mission in the film.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think George Clooney's made his last film?
No, it just meant that was...
Shuttle is destroyed, leaving them both completely alone, tethered to nothing but each other and spiralling out into the blackness of space.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I was...
Sounds like a kind of limited plot, you know?
It is.
These two. What am I going to do here? Do you want a wee song? I spy with my little eyes something beginning with stars.
Something beginning with E. Yeah. The thing is, everybody has said this is a really beautiful film, and it is. If I was really professional, I would say with the scenery, it really is. I was just mesmerised by this.
It's nice to see it on a big screen.
Amazing to see on the big screen, and I only went to 2D because I can't do the 3D, but I went to 2D and it was brilliant on the big screen, but it was really frightening because you're just there in space. You know the way I get totally involved with the films and I feel like I'm in the film.
Floating around the room.
And they're just... there, and when the bad things happen, what are you going to do? There's nobody there. There's nobody out here to hear you. They're just on their own in the film. It was a bit like, do you know the Hammer House of Horrors being buried alive with Vincent Price?
Yeah.
It was a bit like that, only you weren't buried alive and there was no wee bell to get you
out of
the coffin.
Hold on, I tell you what makes it look kind of limited. Ed Harris is in it, right?
Is he?
Yes. Oh, it's his voice, Mission Control voice, right? So what makes it, I saw a cast, there's a cast list of 7 people. And 5 of them are just voices. And then it says, click the button for full cast. And it remains the same. So, you only see 2 people in this film?
Mm-hmm. It is good. I really liked it. So, don't be giving me that voice. I just really...
Basher Savage is the... is the voice of the Russian space station.
It was good. It was very exciting. But you have to see it on the big screen. You definitely have to see it on the big screen. Do you remember the Hammer House of Horrors?
Yes. Mask of the Red Death and all of that,
Do you know when there's nothing, when you're in a situation and there's really nothing you can do, they're out in space, there's nothing they can, what are they going to do? There's nobody going to come and help. And if you were buried alive and you didn't have that wee bell on top of your coffin in the crypt to get you, there's nothing you can do, that's it.
Yeah. So
that feeling of that's it, I got it.
So are they both floating around space?
Well.
Are you going to give too much away?
I can't tell you anything.
But hold on, if they're the only two actors being named here, it's going to be quite a limited plot.
Mm. It was good.
I'm floating. What are you doing? I'm floating too.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to float a wee bit more, I think.
Well, what happens is they're out working on a space station outside, and then they're hit with this debris, which sort of wrecks everything, and they've nowhere to go. Where are they going to go? So they try and get to another space station 100 miles away, but they've to float on limited power in a jetpack.
Whoa.
It is scary that way. It is good. It is really well done.
Is Clooney good in it? Or see, this might be a bit limiting for Clooney's legion of female fans, because he's in a spacesuit. You can't really see him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
as if he's running about in his boxers, you know?
I can't tell you much, because I really want to tell you, but then I can't tell you. It would just be awful if I told you. It's bad.
Right.
Bad, but it's good.
I'm just looking for reviews. Do you know this film had languished in development for 4 years? Right? Because it's said here, the film's ambition in terms of the cinematography, visual effects and all were too challenging for the technology that was available.
Yep.
So they waited until the technology had advanced sufficiently to give the effect that you're talking about. You're just sitting in wonderment.
It definitely does give that effect that you're in space. I don't know no idea what it would be like in 3D. Absolutely amazing. 2D was good.
I have to say, the reviews, I've just clicked on a couple at random, all 9 out of 10 kind of things, you know. So what's your wee score?
8.5.
8.5, yes.
Because there were no car chases and there were no monsters. So 8.5.
That would have been a bit of, you know, a wee bit of, you know, monsters we could have lived with in space, alien, you know, but a car chase coming out of nowhere. That would have made you sit up, you know.
Wee Peugeot driving down.
So 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah, definitely.
Recommended. But would it be useless just seeing it on the TV in the house?
Useless on the TV in the house. Useless.
Got to go to the pictures to see it.
Got to go to the big movies with popcorn and chocolate. And
a few breezers tinkling down the aisle. If you've ever been sitting in the pictures and you feel something hitting your heels or your ankles and you look down, it's an empty Bacardi breezer bottle. Look behind you, because I know who's sitting behind you. I know what you're laughing. That's the kind of laugh was, ha-ha, he can't possibly be speaking about me. And we all know the truth.
You can't tell these things. The thing is,
when
you go to the films in England, this has been this long, long time, they have
like a bar.
Are they afraid of us having a glass of wine? Nobody wants to get blocked to go into the pictures. Why would you go if you want to get drunk? You go to the pub. But a nice glass of wine or...
Before the pictures,
you know, they do tea, so why can't they have a glass of wine?
I've been at picture houses in England and Scotland, and they've got like a pool room. You can have a game of pool or snooker before while you're waiting on the picture. And as you say, have a wee drink and, you know, and play a slot machine and all.
No.
Well, you see me, I would like to make a whole night of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
George Clooney and, I was going to say Barbara Dixon.
Sandra Bullock.
George Clooney.
Exactly the same.
It's worth it to go just to see those two in spacesuits. But yeah,
like her anyway. Yeah, she's nice looking.
I liked it.
But again, hidden by a big spacesuit and a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So
if
you're going for the, you know, because you fancy the main characters, you're not going to see much.
No.
Unless there's any, is there any flashback scenes?
No, flashback to
no,
what?
No, there's not Sandra Bullock. Oh, I remember last summer I was at the beach in my bikini. No, nothing, none of that, no. No.
Just for the fans.
Here's
one for the dads.
Okay.
No, they didn't think of that. Okay.
No, they're not. Well, they're floating, and she says to your man, "Do you remember? Do you remember we were at the beach?" And then you could get the two of them. He could be in a swim shorts, and she could be in a bikini. Do you remember? We frolicked in the waves.
No, you can't do that. Take away from the space.
Right.
You can't
okay.
Do that.
So it gets 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
You on that night shift tonight?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Cheerio. Bye bye.
Don't break that microphone.
Okay. Bye bye.